Thank you for your company, and welcome to the Australian Society of Clinical Hypnotherapists introduction to our webinar series, where you will hear interesting conversations with members and guests. It's all about the mind. I want to welcome Steve Woodbury. Welcome, Steve.
Oh, thank you. Happy to be here.
Now, you're going to talk about pain and pain management. Would you like to go into that a bit?
Yeah, well, the talk's kind of about changing your mind about pain, and basically it's built on my history where I had some acute sort of pain, extended chronic pain, that sort of thing, that got to the point where, like, I really had no more options. Sort of fixed my back and injuries and things after years of mainstream medical failures. And basically I've spent my whole life trying to research what it was that I did that worked when all the pain clinics and things didn't work. So it's led through to, like, my career now with as a hypnotherapist. It's also led to getting a doctorate in pain-altered mind-body connections. And, yeah, just so that the talk itself is basically around kind of what I've learned about pain as a frontline sort of sufferer of pain, some of the shortcomings of the system, but also how the mind and body can actually be used to, well, not just manage pain, but also remove pain.
I like the topic, changing your mind about pain, hypnosis and pain relief. So what will people get from the webinar?
Basically what we're going to do, I'm going to outline what I've learned about pain, pain treatments, and particularly how hypnosis can be a more important part of taking pain away for people. So the talk's going to run through some aspects of hypnosis and hypnotherapy, including the pros and cons and how that can be applied to pain, especially more extreme chronic pains. But essentially, I just offer my ideas what we can do in pain treatment world, especially when we've got all the other options around, still the mainstream empirical model, pharmaceuticals and things, but there's a role in there for hypnotherapists in particular, which I think's overlooked. And so that's the idea of the mind, because essentially the pain clinics and everything that I experienced on the way through was like a body-focused thing. But when you understand that pain comes from the mind, you know, it makes more sense to work at the source of it, like the mind-body sort of connection. So, yeah, I was just going to run through what I found, my thoughts, and how hypnosis can be quite useful in treating pain.
And what range of pain treatments do you work with people?
I work from all ranges, from acute and chronic injuries, but also because there's the comorbidity with the emotional pain and physical pain crosses over. But at the moment I'm working with people with palliative care and also some cancer sort of people. So there's a whole range of pain and suffering that goes hand in hand, often making each other worse. So it's kind of a big focus of what I do. And, yeah, I think, again, like the hypnosis, hypnotherapy can be very useful when a lot of other sort of treatments and therapies fail.
Did you find for your own journey that once you started to look at your own mind's ability to reduce pain, to do those processes, that you were participating in your own healing?
Well, that's what essentially happened in the beginning. I'd spent years of being misdiagnosed and did all the treatments for years. And then 5 years later, I was told I've done permanent damage and basically, well, there wasn't much more they could offer me. So I was kind of left in many ways. And instead of giving up, I was even diagnosed within 2 years of being in a wheelchair. So I didn't have much to lose, but instead of doing that, I kind of tapped into my sort of intuition, worked out what kind of works for me, and then all these things that started getting better that I was told initially couldn't get better. But and from that, I've spent my whole lifetime basically researching what it was that I've done when, you know, the mainstream sort of pain clinic things have failed, and that's led through to, like I say, like a PhD research in mind and brain pain. Sort of aspect.
So, Steve, your website is hobartmodernhypnosis.com.au. Is that right?
That's it. That's right.
Well, I feel this is going to be a really interesting webinar, and I'm sure many participants are looking forward to your wonderful talk, your life journey, and your success upon success in getting through everything that you've gone through. So I want to thank you for being on the podcast.
No, thanks for having me, and thanks for the opportunity. Look forward to it.
Thank you for listening. We look forward to your company again. In the meantime, you can check out our website asch.com.au.